Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind, March Madness edition of What's on Your Mind. We just want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Cards and letters to Todd Mitchell, T-O-D-D, Mitchell, M-I-T. He's not hard to find now. He's got the chrome dome going there.
Chrome dome.
What would it feel like to get your head shaved?
There's stubble. Why is it? It's colder. I'm just glad that St. Patrick's Day wasn't in November.
You've even changed your Facebook profile, I see now, to reflect your new look.
Well, the profile picture was the one after the top of the head, but before the beard and mustache were shaved off. It's kind of my Mad Dog Vachon the Third look or something like that there. If you remember.
Did you do this, by the way, on the air?
Yes,
on the air, literally the shave on the air.
The cover photo, the bigger photo with the cutter in the background, Tiffany, was the finished product. So if you do look at my page on Facebook, you can see those. And those are public, so go ahead, go for it. Just Todd Mitchell right there. But yeah, it is kind of a menacing look there, though, on that profile picture, isn't it?
Even scared. We had a call earlier suggest that the reason people run stoplights in Bismarck is because of poor planning on the part of the traffic department. Todd even agreed that Fargo does it better. So I just wanted you to send your cards and letters right to him. And by the way, if you have any Irish tidbits you can share with us today, the editorial in the Bismarck Tribune today did a nice job of talking about some Irish history. I did not know the Irish and the NP, during the Pacific Railroad, now, of course, the BNSF Railway, were synonymous. I didn't know that. But according to the Bismarck Tribune story today, the Irish and other immigrants laid the track, drove the spikes that connected the nation across its middle. And a fair number of those Irish roustabouts ended up making homes and communities along the main line. In fact, they write, for a long time, the old MP, which employed many of Irish origin, made Mandan a division point. That meant good-paying jobs manning passenger and freight trains as conductors, engineers, and firemen. And those workers built homes in the city and filled the schools with little ones. How about that? The immigrants driven out of Ireland by famine, not so different in some ways than the Germans from Russia, the Scots, or even the modern refugees. All right. In earlier times in Bismarck, you could hear the Irish in many shop names. Finney Drug, Murphy's Insurance, O'Brien's Cafe, Dingle Body and Paint Shop, Harrington's Barber Shop, Sam and Mandan, Kennelly Furniture, Carrie Lyman Real Estate, Connolly Motor Company, the Cummins Company, O'Rourke and Fitzsimmons Grocers, and Sullivan Hanley and Sullivan Lawyers. The Kerry Patch in the west of Maine, where most of the Irish lived in Bismarck. How about that? So if you have a little Irish history to your locale, wherever you are across the Northern Plains today, we'd love to hear it. Jeff and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
So I noticed this morning on, I believe, Steve Boggins' Facebook page that somebody had posted something, what I read or how I read it, negative towards the use of coal. And I just thought to myself, this person isn't very educated, because I think coal, in today's standards, not yesterday when we used to burn it all in our house, but coal is the cleanest, safest energy out there. And so I wanted to respond about that. Then also,
And by the way, I would add cheapest. I would add very economical. More than half the homes in America powered by coal, and very affordable energy.
Correct. I mean, and so I thought the person who posted negative that said, we need to find a better energy source. Well, sure, but what is it? And no, I mean, coal isn't the filthy, dirty thing that left soot in Chicago and New York 50 years ago. It isn't that way. And so I just thought.
One other little tidbit, Jeff, before you go to your next point. Do you know North Dakota has an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal?
See, that's my point.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
you know, Duluth got notice that all their utilities were going to go up by 27% this year or next year, whichever it was. Well, that's because Minnesota is doing away with coal plants. I mean, yeah. All right, so my next point
another one in the news in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, not long ago. And, of course, they fought tooth and nail the one at Big Stone. The day it would have opened, it would have been cleaner than the current one, but they torpedoed that. They love mandating. No, we have to, you know, use less and less. I mean, they don't even like, not only do they not like coal generation in the state, they don't want any of their energy resources coming from coal, so therefore they pay more. And also mandate a bunch of wind, so.
And it all goes to the argument over the Keystone Pipeline or any other pipeline. What more efficient way, most green way to move this oil? This oil is going to get moved one way or the other. But what more efficient, greenest way is there to move it? Through that pipeline. Or we could put it on a truck and, you know, spew the fumes that spew, you know, or whatever. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, and it just goes to show you that practicality is not what they're seeking here, right? They just hate fossil fuels. So, you know, that's, and they're a powerful grip. I mean, look at the holdup on the Keystone XL pipeline. I mean, the unions want that because it's lots of jobs. But this fringe radical anti-environmental movement has enormous political power and a real grip on President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, on current Secretary of State John Kerry, and in Minnesota, I might add. They have enormous influence in Minnesota politics. So it's a powerful group.
And I don't understand how the minority, I mean, and this is a whole other show, how the minority dictates what the majority needs and wants. I mean, that all goes to your back.
The minority is very loud, Jeff. They're very loud. And very too often the majority is silent. But I can't quite understand that myself.
On the lighter side, I don't believe we discussed the fact that Kurt Busch is going to do an amazing feat on Memorial Weekend. He's going to drive in the Indianapolis 500. That's 500 miles in an Indy car. He's going to board a helicopter, and then he's going to go drive 600 miles in a NASCAR, which I just think is an incredibly amazing feat. Last was done by his owner, team owner, which was Tony Stewart.
Todd's busy calculating the carbon footprint on that little trick there right now.
Well, you know, but he's going to drive 1,100 miles at 200 miles an hour in traffic, you know, all in one day, which I just think, I don't know.
Why is he doing that?
What's going on? Why is he doing that?
Because the timing works out that he can this year, and it's an amazing feat. I mean, everybody wants to be a star, right? So
sure. Yeah, even Warren Buffett, I guess, by trying to give away $1 billion, but not likely that's going to happen, I guess.
Once he gets send it to me.
Only if you get the correct bracket in one in how many trillion? Quadrillion? Forget the odds aren't good for you, Jeff. I hate to tell you.
Oh, all right. Well, no. You have a great day. I appreciate
you as well.
The show.
Well, thank you.
I don't always get to listen to it, but when I do, I sure do enjoy it.
So. Why don't you listen to it? What would be the reason for not listening?
Well, because sometimes it just doesn't work out on my job site. So.
Is that right?
And tell Todd to change his Facebook page because it's pretty scary.
Oh, good. It's having an effect. Good to know.
The new look is scary?
Well, the one where he's got his face all, I don't know, contorted. I look at it.
It is scary, isn't it?
You just told him.
That's what it looked like to me when I first looked at it, and then I made the face and took the picture. But
you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff. Glad you're building your work day around us here on What's on Your Mind. Very much appreciated. Love that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's get Sean in here before the break. We have a break in less than a minute. So, Sean, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead and tell us.
How's it going today?
Great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Just kind of want to segue into what a gentleman was talking about racing there. I know that's not a national level, but here coming up in the next 5 weeks, we got our opener for Dakota at the local dirt track. We got Mandan. So just kind of want to let everybody know out there that, hey, we got local racing around here. It's some of the best in the nation. We have the highest car counts out of any track in North Dakota and Mandan last year. And it's great bumper-to-bumper racing and looking forward to another great season.
Sounds fantastic. And the season starts when again, Sean?
It should start May 2nd.
Good sign that spring's not far away. We're talking about racing. Thanks a bunch. United Blood Services is in urgent need of type O blood donors. We're going to tell you about that. Plus, take a look at those brackets and the Bison and March Madness coming up.
It's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Regarding the topic of calling it the Mouse River or the Souris River, the official U.S. government maps all label it as the Souris. Also, the Rand McNally Highway Atlas shows it as the Souris. So there you go.
All right. The controversy continues, ladies and gentlemen. I thought we had that one settled, but maybe not. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. What is on your mind? Let us know today. You had your brackets ready for March Madness? Now that the NCAA selection show happened yesterday, and we know who's going where, including, by the way, the NDSU Bison, who will play the Sooners of Oklahoma. How about that? And that'll happen in Spokane, Washington. The Bison are bound for Spokane. They are a 12 seed. They'll play a number 5 seed at Oklahoma University on Thursday. So that's something. Steve Hallstrom, who's covered the NDSU Bison for a lot of years, has a sports angle. Join us at the bottom of the hour to talk a little bit about what we can expect in the way of a matchup here, and to be part of the March Madness basketball tournament. Remember 2009, NDSU got a tough draw, Kansas. That was the only other NCAA tournament appearance. Kansas later won the game 84-74. Ben Woodside had 37 points in that game. If you remember that that flashback. The Bison will make it into anybody's Final Four, into their bracket? I don't know. Not so much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. One more segment here for you to tell us what is on your mind today. So go ahead and give us a ring and let us know whatever you'd like to settle today. And whether or not you're going to take up Warren Buffett on this challenge. Somebody has to win. It might be one in 9.2 quintillion, but, you know, you just never know. Might be a little fun. And actually, we've reduced the numbers there a little bit, because if you know anything about basketball at all, and also the early bracket odds, they actually get it down to a easy one in 128 billion. Not bad. Jim and Hazen. There's cold country for you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I was just wanting to know if Minnesota's going to quit using coal-fired electricity. We're going to shut these plants down here in North Dakota, Great River Energy, and Minnesota Power. I think most of that goes to Minnesota.
Are you suggesting that we do shut them off just to show them how much they need us, Jim?
No, I just wonder if Minnesota's going to, how are they going to quit that electricity from going over there to being produced by coal out here.
I don't know, but I think there's actually something in teaching them a bit of a lesson because, you know, it's obviously a green agenda that's driving this, a radical environmentalist agenda. Imagine if they didn't have access to our energy now, what they would have to do, what they would lose in the way of reliability, what they would have to pay in the way of a price. Maybe that's the way to educate them a little.
Yeah, I don't think it makes much difference. California, the same way. They want all the water and all the electricity, but they don't want to do anything in their own state to do it. So, anyway, you have a good day.
You too, Jim. I think here's what your more likely scenario in the way it would play out rather than these plants closing. I think, obviously, there's a push by some of the administration to demand the technology outpace reality. So you say we have to have, quote-unquote, clean coal by X date, and current plants have to have this standard, and new plants have to have this standard, and they've already put out the new plant standards, and it's a lot of it's unrealistic. So what happens is the industry lawyers up, and you tie this stuff up in the courts, you try and challenge the science, and you weather the storm. You just ride the storm out until you get a different administration in there, and you can undo some of this craziness. It's the only thing you really can do, in my view. Have you ever had a root canal, Todd? This is a completely different topic here, but
yeah, I was going to say, what a segue.
I had one on Friday.
Well, but yeah, how'd yours go?
Well, I don't know. I mean, as far as being in the chair, it didn't feel much different than getting a filling or something, right? So I didn't, you know.
Yeah, they dope you up enough.
It's the first one I've ever had. But I must tell you that since I feel like, you know, I've been run over by a train. So I'm just kind of curious if
now,
that
Scott,
is a
you've
common
never
occurrence.
Been run over by a train. How would you know?
Well, I feel like I think I would feel if I were run over by a train or hit by a truck or something like that or whatever. A little off my game. Haven't been feeling too hot.
Yeah, those are not
since
fun.
Since Friday. And, you know, they give you the ibuprofen to pop every 6 hours or whatever, and as soon as it starts hurting, you do that. But I'm thinking, okay, this was Friday. It's now Monday. It's about time to get on with it. So I was looking for a little frame of reference here, but you can't help me out.
It's Well, I mean, individual results may vary. It's like any other medical situation. But that said, you know, be patient with yourself. Give it a week or two.
A week or two? For crying out loud, I can't do that. No.
Well, you should have brushed and flossed.
I have a week to,
Did you brush and floss like a good boy in the last 49 years? Or
evidently not enough.
I know I should talk.
Although I must say,
there we are.
I know people that have been, you know, sort of militant in their dental health, and they've still had to have root canals. So I'm not so sure they connect. I don't know.
Wow.
Could be wrong. But if any root canal advice out there, I welcome that. In addition to all the other things we've talked about, any questions we've asked we've not got an answer for? I guess the number one Irish epicenter in North Dakota. We're looking for Irish tidbits today.
Well, and the other thing is the whole Warren Buffett $1 billion. If it got to the final four, would you cash out at say $10 million when it gets to the final four? And, you know, your billion is up for grabs, but you've made it to the final four. Do you go ahead and take a let's make a deal, $10 million in hand now to go away? Or do you hold out for the billion?
I think everybody. You know, it's a lot of people, so I hesitate to say everybody. But I would think the vast majority of folks would say, duh, it would be the answer to their question. I think that's why we're not being inundated with folks that are weighing in on that particular topic today.
But you got to know there's that one maniac that's going to go, no, 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 I'm holding out for that billion. I couldn't live with myself if I had a sure bet $10 million in my hand that I turned down. Ugh. Couldn't even live with my, could not look in the mirror. Well, I can't look in the mirror anyway. It's, I don't have hair anymore. I look menacing.
That's why they have hats, Todd.
Everybody's telling me I need to go with the bald look now.
I can't.
So is everybody just trying to yank my chain to see if I'll do it, or what are they? What's going on here?
I think you have a fine new look there. I really do. I think it's pretty cool, actually.
Maybe not. Maybe not the profile picture, right? Though on Facebook, is that just a little too menacing?
No, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's wonderful.
With my, you know, AWA wrestling look there from the 70s.
John and Grand Forks, you got half a minute. Quickly, John, go ahead.
Oh, talking about brackets. Years ago, for about 10 years, a bunch of us guys who get together at the brackets.
Save this story for me, John, because if it's about brackets, that's what we're talking about next, and that NDSU could be on your bracket. Steve Holstrom is going to talk about the Bison chances against the Sooners in round one. Coming up, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you ain't wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Are in the big dance. Second time that's happened. 2009, the last time they'll play the Sooners in Spokane, Washington later this week. Steve Hallstrom, who covered the Bison for a lot of years, still does, as part of a show called Steve Sports Saturday. Will join us in a moment to talk about it. John in Grand Forks was about to tell us about his bracket. John, go ahead and finish your thought. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, this is back in the 80s, early 90s, about 10, 12 of us guys get together and pick brackets for about 10 years. And how it worked out, the loser, the one that had the most losses, had to buy everybody else lunch. Coincidentally, it was at the Iverson Shanty in Kirkston. But anyway, if you got 70% of that first bracket round right, you would have been God. I mean, the odds of that happening is just tremendous. That's for sure.
So. Well, why? Just because such a long shot, you mean?
Oh yeah. Well, you're picking what 32 winners out of 64. Whoa. You know, that's a safe. I could offer $1 billion and probably be safe.
So you're thinking those odds of 1.1 in 9.2 quintillion probably pretty close to accurate.
Oh yeah. Oh, and then let's pick the Bison all the way. What's those odds? God just love them.
Just for fun. Just for fun.
God love them. So anyway, but. No, I kind of bleed Bison up here in Grand Forks. And quickly, I was at a clinic with my dad. This guy's wearing a suit, hockey t-shirt, and I got my Bison cap on. And he says, oh, one of you guys, I'm going to ask you the question I always ask you guys. So how's that Bison hockey team doing? And I said, well, I bet you're really feeling fortunate that they don't have a hockey team.
You know, I lived in Grand Forks for 18 years, and I always said it was, you know, it's okay to be a Sioux fan in Fargo. You get by with that, no problem. In fact, a lot of UND alum and fans in Fargo. But being a Bison fan in Grand Forks is not as easy. Can you attest to that, John?
Oh, yeah. You get nasty remarks. That's why I wear Bison paraphernalia. I'm not even an alumni, but I just, you know. Well, my son is, but it's just fun to tick people off, you know. Yeah, you get comments, and I don't care anyway. I mean, if UND football would have gone the route of NDSU this year, I'd have been cheering for them, too, of course.
Can be a little bit dangerous.
Really get into it.
You're just a tad dangerous. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Okay. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Business is probably an equal opportunity community, I would say.
It's okay to be a what fan, did you say?
Oh, don't even start with me.
Yeah, see?
Don't even start with me. All right, Steve Hallstrom is here. Let's talk a little bit about a historic day yesterday for the NDSU Bison.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Covered the Bison for a lot of years, WDAY Sports, and still does for a program called Steve Sports Saturday. Good morning to you. How are you?
Doing well, Scott. How about yourself this morning? I'm very impressed that you're talking about something other than skates in Grand Forks. So this is very good for you. You're sort of broadening your horizons a little bit. I think we can all be proud of the steps you've made. So good work.
The Lady Sue will be in the big dance too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, really neat for them. Travis Brewster has done a fantastic job. When you look at where that team was expected to be at the start of the year, I think they were picked to finish 7th or 8th in the Big Sky Conference. All they did was win the whole darn thing regular season and tournament-wise. So he's done a great job up there, and great to see basketball excitement back in Grand Forks.
So talk about the field now. And in this men's bracket, and you like the draw the Bison got, don't you?
About as good as they could have hoped for, Scott. There are a few things here that, if you're an NDSU fan, bode well for your team. First is that Oklahoma plays in a very good conference. They're a very solid team, no question about that. But they are very young. They start 3 sophomores and a freshman. And this same group has started, really, just about all their games. Yeah, I think that starting five has been with them all year, so they've been very healthy, and that's helped. So some of those young players, you know, really they're not freshmen and sophomores anymore. They've got a lot more experience than that. But as far as being able to handle adversity and things that don't come easily, sometimes young players struggle with that, and it takes until that junior and senior year for you to really be battle-tested to fight through adversity. So if NDSU can do a couple things to get them on their heels a little bit, I think the Bison may have a chance to rattle their confidence just a bit here. Oklahoma's a really solid team. They score really well. They take a lot of three-point shots. They average 23 three-point shots a game. That's a lot. NDSU shoots a few as well, and they're about 15 a game. So Oklahoma lives and dies by the three, and when you're shooting in a gym that you're not comfortable with and the situation's a little different and maybe you're the favorite, sometimes it's not easy to make those long-distance shots. We saw that with the Bison in the Summer League Championship game. So I think there's a couple things here that bode fairly well. If NDSU can get into a low-possession game, slow up the tempo, which they are very good at doing, they're a very good defensive team. They've got good size across the board. They've got long arms. They're very disruptive. They play with a lot of focus defensively. I think they've got a chance to pull an upset. And as we all know, 12s, upset fives, about 40% of the time. So there are some opportunities here. It'll certainly be a tall task. It's a very good Oklahoma team, but I think if you're looking at it from an NDSU perspective, it's about as good a draw as you could have hoped for.
And if they do pull an upset out and 12 beats 5 on Thursday, then they play the winner of San Diego State, New Mexico State, right?
Yeah, and that's a tougher matchup, I think. San Diego State has a lot of experience. They are a team that really can lock you down defensively. They've got some guys with long arms and quick feet. And that would be, to me, a much more difficult matchup. There shouldn't be a lot of difference between a 4 and a 5 seed. But as you know, in sports, it's all about matchups, especially in the sports of football and basketball, Scott. So I think that would be a tough go. But San Diego State is a team that does not play a particularly difficult schedule week in and week out. And so NDSU would have, I think, a fair chance against both of those teams. But I think that second-round matchup against the 4 seed would be, on paper, a little bit more difficult than Oklahoma. And, again, not to say that a win over Oklahoma would be easy, but the matchup, you just see a few things where you say, yeah, NDSU might have a shot at this one a little more easily than you would in a second-round game.
Any questions about the bracket, or if you want some advice from Steve here on how to get the $1 billion out of Warren Buffett and his his big bracket challenge here, now would be the time to call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Ed in Minot is next to go here for Steve Hallstrom, our guest, talking by Ed went away. All right. Ed got stage fright. I'm sorry about that. Just you agree, by the way, that the odds are not good on the $1 billion for the winning bracket that Warren Buffett is throwing out there? 1.92. We didn't even know this existed till today. But 1 in 9.2 quintillion. That's the new number, Steve.
Well, I don't know what that means, Scott. You're a lot smarter than me, but that seems like your odds are pretty small. I don't know. ESPN runs brackets every year, and you know they get hundreds of thousands, probably millions, submitted to them. And I think last year they said that they had one kid who just guessed and nailed all of the results. And so that's an amazing feat. I don't think you can nail them all by playing the odds. So you have to get off of the percentages and the statistics and really just take some wild guesses. Because last year you had Wichita State making it in as, I think, an 8 or a 9 seed and getting into the national championship game and advancing the national title game. So you can't do that by playing the odds. So you have to get lucky. And in the case of someone who picked Wichita State to go that far, you have to get really lucky. So your chances are pretty slim. It's kind of like when you play the lottery. I always figure my odds are about the same whether I play the lottery or not. I think it's that way too when you talk about nailing every pick in the bracket. That's beyond difficult. I'm not sure what the word is, but you mentioned the statistic there. The odds are very long.
Now, March Madness is a big deal. How do you put this on the Richter scale of college athletics for NDSU or for North Dakota being on the map compared to, say, the run in football or the ESPN game day coming here?
Great question, and it gets a lot of debate in circles in Fargo where people are talking and debating sports. I think when you talk about NDSU making the national tournament, I think that is, to the average fan, and I think that's the important point here, it seems like everybody has their allegiances. If you're a diehard NDSU football fan or a diehard UND hockey fan, there's no way you can tell that person that the basketball team just making the big dance is a bigger deal. You just can't, because we're all passionate about the things that we're passionate about. And if you look at it from their perspective, this is something interesting, it's something noteworthy, but it's nowhere near as important as NDSU winning, you know, back-to-back national championships, winning 3 straight titles. It just, there's no way to compare that in the mind of that person. But let's say you go to somebody in St. Louis, Missouri, or somebody in Tupelo, Mississippi, and ask them what's a bigger deal. I think most of the world will tell you that just making the tournament is a bigger deal, because you get your name mentioned. I mean, everybody who remotely is interested in college basketball in this country was watching the selection show at 5 o'clock Central yesterday, and there you see, you hear Greg Gumbel say the champions of the Summit League, North Dakota State. And then on ESPN, just a little bit after that, Jay Billis and Digger Phelps, two of the biggest names in college basketball analysis, say NDSU is going to upset Oklahoma. Now, what kind of value do you put on that? Well, that has a big value if you're just some kid who maybe grows up wanting to play basketball and go to the big dance someday. That has much more value than NDSU winning a national championship in football that's played on ESPN2 or UND hockey winning a national title, as big of a deal as that is to the folks in Grand Forks and the UND hockey community. It's still on a cable network later at night, off-peak times, and it just does not catch the vibe nationally the same way that basketball would. Now, if NDSU would happen to upset Oklahoma in round one, now I think the conversation is pretty much over, even among those diehards, because now you are, for 48 hours, you are being talked about left and right on ESPN, CBS. All the national websites are talking about you. You get features in USA Today. There's
so
no way.
A big deal now, a bigger deal if they win. Pretty neat. Steve Hallstrom, thanks a ton for your analysis. Go Bison.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This winter has been long, and it's been cold. And if you need a break and a little relaxation, I have the perfect prescription. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And listen to this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday at Chase on the Lake. You'll get 2 nights and your choice of either a 4-hour snowmobile rental, if you want some more winter, or 2 spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Door Aveda Spa. There's the relaxation. There's the wind down from one long winter. And that spa is amazing. Facials, pedicures, manicures, massages, they've got it all. And this whole deal is only $199. I kid you not, for 2 nights, less than $100 a night, plus your choice, either a 4-hour snowmobile rental or the spa treatments, 2 of them. But you need to call to book your reservations right now, 888-CHASE-06. Hurry while they last, 888 888- Chase Osex.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Oh, where does the time go? We're out of time. Last chance to get your 2 cents in here before the end of the program. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Taking a look at temperatures. Nice weekend. We melted a lot more snow, which is kind of nice. Bismarck, 36. Winds calm at this hour. Minot, 36. South-southwest wind at 1. Take a picture of that. When does that happen?
When does it even move the flag hardly,
yeah,
does it?
No wind in Bismarck and 1 in Minot. Right now, Fargo overcast 33, south-southeast wind at 5. Grand Forks overcast at 32 degrees. Jamestown 36, Devil's Lake 34, Wahpeton 36, Valley City 37, Williston 36, Tioga and Stanley both at 37, Dickinson 41, Sydney, Montana 39, Miles City, Montana 37, Lemon, South Dakota's 40. Mobridge 42, Aberdeen 43, Watertown 39, Minnesota. Let's check Fergus Falls at 36, Thief River 28, Alexandria 32, Detroit Lakes at 32.
Winter does not want to let go in Bismarck. 1 to 3 inches of snow coming tonight, and not that it's going to stick around. It'll get to 42 tomorrow, but still, it's like, let go already. Come on.
No kidding. Exactly right. By the way, there is a blood shortage we want to tell you about, so you can maybe make some plans to help out today. Before we leave.
Yeah.
So,
United Blood Services looking especially for type O. The demand has outpaced donations by 400%. pints of blood. So if you're in Bismarck, United Blood Services on South 7th, or wherever you are, unitedbloodservices.org, or call 1-800-917-4929. Now, last I heard, it was 93 area hospitals, United Blood Services. So we're talking a lot more than just Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Aberdeen, Mitchell, and Rapid City, but certainly those areas. So, wow, that's a pretty big outpacing of demand versus supply. So, especially if you have type O, we need you.
Help if you can. All right, here's a call that came in during the break.
I just was wondering, was it ever against the law to build a building taller than the Capitol in North Dakota? I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and just kind of curious if you guys had any idea. Thank you. Bye.
Wow.
I don't think it's against the law. You might be talking about that proposed Dakota Place skyscraper that they're talking about building in the downtown Fargo. At one point, they were talking about that thing being like 350-some-odd feet. Evidently, a recent opinion from the FAA determined that a 312-foot building would be a presumed hazard, although I guess that's not totally.
We haven't really had a need to build up. We've always been able to build out, so we haven't had a need.
Give you an idea, by the way, the state capitol is 241 feet. Next tallest building in North Dakota is the Radisson Hotel downtown Fargo, 207 feet. But there actually is a taller structure. The tallest structure in North Dakota is actually the power plant. That is, I'm trying to remember how high that sucker is. You know what I'm talking about? Leland Olds. Leland is, where is it? I thought I have that here. In the story. Did I forget that somewhere? While I find that, let's go to Doug, who's waiting to weigh in here in Jamestown. Go ahead, Doug. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. I was hearing you're having trouble with a root canal.
Yeah, well, I had one on Friday, and I just still feel kind of cruddy, so I was wondering if that's normal.
Is it pain in the area, or?
Yeah, but I pop the ibuprofen every 6 hours, so that seems to take care of that. I just feel like I have I'm off my game a little bit. I'm slowed down, Doug.
Oh, my.
Kind of got cold or flu-like symptoms, you know?
I've had a bunch of them. I have never had any trouble with it, with them.
Is that right? You pop right back up, no issues?
Yeah, the dentist didn't give me anything for pain, so I'm surprised to hear this. But I do have a friend who, when she found out I had several root canals, said they're very bad.
And I'd always heard, because there's a lot of jokes out there, but I'd rather have a root canal than, fill in the blank. This is my first one. But the actual root canal itself, no big deal. Felt like getting a filling. I mean, in and out of the dentist office in an hour, so not too bad there. But I just
think the only thing that was bad was the Novocaine shot.
Yeah, it's not fun, is it, when they stick that giant needle in your mouth? That's no fun.
The dreaded Novocaine shot. That's what I dread.
There you go. Well, all right, Doug. Well, maybe I just picked up some kind of other bug. I don't know. Sorry to be whiny about it. Appreciate your tip, though. Thanks. Slade in the Lisbon, you're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Slade.
Yeah, the tallest structure in North Dakota is actually the KVLY TV tower.
How tall is that?
I can't remember. I think it's going on 2,000-some-odd feet.
Wow.
The
one I was talking about was the Antelope Valley Station north of Beulah.
That's 600-and-some-odd feet.
361, I guess that one is.
Really?
it's an industrial tower, so they don't quite compare it to like an office tower or a building, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously a television tower is, something entirely different, but.
That's one of the tallest structures in the country, isn't it?
One of the tallest ones in the world, I think it was.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was for a little while anyway, and then, of course, Dubai came along and built some ridiculous half-mile thing.
Yeah, and Tom Cruise could do a movie about it. I remember that. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Slade. Appreciate the call. Folks, we're out of time. We'll do it again tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.